Mr. Piper. Mr. Piper was my parents' neighbor, a leering, cheery-faced idiot who was forever getting drunk and crashing his car into telephone poles. Everywhere you went, you encountered telephone poles and road signs leaning dangerously in testimony to Mr. Piper's driving habits. He distributed them all over the west side of town, rather in the way dogs mark trees. Mr. Piper was the nearest possible human equivalent to Fred Flintstone, but less charming. He was a Shriner and a Republican, a Nixon Republican, and he appeared to feel he had a mission in life to spread offense. His favorite pastime, apart from getting drunk and crashing his car, was to get drunk and insult the neighbors, particularly us because we were Democrats, though he was prepared to insult Republicans when we weren't available. Eventually I grew up and moved to England. This irritated Mr. Piper almost beyond measure. It was worse than being a Democrat. Whenever I was in town, Mr. Piper would come over and chide me. "I don't know what you're doing over there with all those limeys," he would say provocatively. "They're not clean people." "Mr. Piper, you don't know what you're talking about," I would reply in my affected English accent. "You are a cretin." You could talk like that to Mr. Piper because, one, he was a cretin, and, two, he never listened to anything that was said to him. "Bobby and I went over to London 2 years ago, and our hotel room didn't even have a bathroom in it," Mr. Piper would go on. "If you wanted to take a leak in the middle..."